All right, back to it now. Inflation is what, 7.7%? I lose track. Overall, it'll be the highest year for inflation since about 1979 or 1980. And the fact of the matter is they don't even do it today the way they did in 1980. Otherwise, the numbers would be much higher. They cook the books, if you will. Mm-hmm. There you go. Joining me, Steve Forbes of the Forbes Empire, ran for president back in the day, knows a thing or two about money, to say the least. Steve, good to have you back on the program.
Good to be with you. Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
It's pretty simple. Government causes inflation. You don't. I don't. Government does, and bad monetary policy creates inflation, right? And then you have the Fed step in and raise the rates on borrowing. The interest rates go up. That forces a correction, often causes people to lose jobs. And I was reading yesterday, and I want you to weigh in on this. They're still telling us it's going to be a soft landing. I don't think America's ever really had a soft landing from a recession, have we?
The answer is no. You ever come upon a pilot who says he works for the Federal Reserve, stay away. You're going to get a crash. You're going to get a crash landing. Unfortunately, you hit on something very important, and that is the Federal Reserve and our government believes the way you fight inflation is by making people poor, creating more unemployment, having incomes stagnate or go down in real terms, and that's the only way they know how to do it. The real way you fight inflation, the kind that comes from printing too much money, which this government has a real knack for, is by stop the printing and keep a stable value for the dollar. The dollar's been going up and down like a yo-yo, which would be like, the clock having 60 minutes an hour one day, 30 the next. It's crazy. Stabilize the dollar. But they want a downturn. They don't put it that way. So when you hear soft landing, grab your seatbelt and then some, or a parachute.
Yeah, maybe a soft landing for them. A soft landing for them, but not for the average. I mean, some people are
can absorb it better. They print their own money. They print their own money. So their salaries are always going to be there. Their paychecks are always going to be there. But that's why I wish politicians and sensible economists, there are some still left, would hit. You don't have to make people poor to stop inflation. But that's where we're headed, and that's why we're going to have a recession next year, or even the economic theologians are going to have to acknowledge we're in a downturn.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this. The dollar is very strong. Educate us a little bit. What does that mean in a practical application for an American citizen? Strong dollar, because the dollar is going, it can only stay this way for a while, then it's going to go the other way and become a weaker dollar. What does that mean to you and I?
What it means is that when they artificially make the dollar stronger, which they have until the last couple of weeks, it's gone down a bit. But against other currencies, it's gone up in value. That disrupts trade. So you're going to see an impact on the economy on that. You're going to get less trade, which is going to hurt us, less economic activity. But also means at the end of the day, you get a more sluggish economy. You know, imagine what it would be like if the Fed was in charge of the Time Bureau, and they did float the clock each day. So you have you know life would be chaotic, and it would be like you want to bake a cake. It says the batter, bake the batter 30 minutes. You have to figure those Michigan minutes, inflation adjusted minutes. It's chaotic. So you get less long term investment when you have that kind of instability, and less investment means ultimately a lower standard of living.
Yeah. So what's going to happen then? Because the Fed's going to raise interest rates again. And what that means is a used car is more. It puts people out of buying a new house because the mortgage rates are out of reach. They're in the 7-8% range now after they were at, 2 and 3% for a very long time. What happens to people? What happens to credit card debt? What happens to ordinary individuals?
Well, people still have overall money saved up from the COVID lockdowns when they got those rebate checks, government checks. You couldn't spend it easily. But that money's being run down. Those savings are being run down. I think a lot of people are just spending it because they've been locked up for 2 years. They want to have a good time. They want to have a good Christmas. But that means, though, next year things are going to be tight because incomes in real terms are going to continue to shrink. You're not going to get that investment to give us a higher standard of living. So hard times are ahead, and it's
so the gift
avoidable.
Yeah, the gift, Steve Forbes here with me, the gift we get to face these hard times, apparently, 87,000 new IRS agents just to make life a little rosier. I mean,
well, that's
really?
And this is where I think people so distrust government now. When Joe Biden says, oh, these agents are to go after rich people like Elon Musk, I got news for you. IRS agents are combing over the tax returns of Elon Musk and Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. They have scores, hundreds of agents doing that because their returns are as high as a skyscraper. But what those 87,000 new agents are after are the middle class, upper middle class, and small businesses. That's where the money is in this country. You took all the money from Gates and people like that, it would fund the government for about 3 weeks.
Right. Wouldn't be a hill of beans.
The real money's with the middle class.
That's right, because people like Musk and Gates, they have accountants, they have lawyers, they have resources to do everything right and defend themselves if there's a question about something. The guy making $100,000 a year or $200,000 a year with a S corporation doesn't have those resources. And oftentimes we'll just say, well, I'll just write the check. It's cheaper than trying to fight it, right? That's the position they get put in.
You hit it. This is what they're doing is legalized extortion. If Tony Soprano did it, they could indict him. They could throw him in jail.
Right.
But the government does it. They come to you, and with a code with 10 million words in the tax code and all of its attendant regulations, they always can gig you on something if they want to. And even if you're innocent, they will tell you, well, how much are you going to spend on lawyers and accountants to fight it? Why don't you just write us for a check for $2,000 and we'll leave you alone till next time? So
right.
It's a big shakedown that's coming. It's legalized extortion.
Steve,
that's,
it makes me think
horrible.
That, you know, somebody should come up with an idea like a flat tax. You know, somebody should put that out there.
Well, the price we paid for not having it, I mentioned the 10 million words, and the flat tax, just so I used to say bury the code. But the EPA probably wouldn't allow it. It's so toxic. And so what it does is throw the whole thing out. You'd have a single rate, generous deductions for adults and for kids. The amazing thing is a family of four, when you get rid of all this garbage, when you get this thing in, a family of four, their first $52,800 of salary would be free of federal income tax. And then only 17 cents on the dollar above that. And no tax on your savings, and no death tax. You should be allowed to leave the world unmolested by the IRS. And a number of countries have already done it. So this isn't something that out of a laboratory. It's that real-world experience. But you know why it doesn't get done? Because it takes power away from politicians.
That's
half
right.
The lobbying in Washington revolves around the code, asking for favors, trying to get a benefit for yourself or trying to shaft one of your competitors and junk like that. So it's corrupt. Let me just leave you with a couple of quick numbers. I know it's Thanksgiving.
Real quick, we got about 20 seconds. I'll give you 20 seconds. That's
okay.
What we got.
If we'd had a flat tax over the last 20 years, given the billions of hours we spent on filling out tax forms, we've spent in the last 20 years over 100 billion hours filling out tax forms and spent, because it costs so much to comply with the code, trillions of dollars to comply with the code. Now imagine if all those resources and hours have been spent on new products, new services, new medical devices.
We'd be in far better shape. Far better.
We'd be in far better.
Steve Forbes.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service. Provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.